Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go a little bit more into this with Nick Urrea, who is a tree surgeon, tree expert at the local business Tree Care LA. Nick, thanks for being with us. Does it seem like more trees are falling now than usual? And if so, is that just because of the weather, or are there other factors at play, like maybe tree disease?
Oh, there's definitely a huge impact right now. And there is there's another factor that's happening that I think a lot of people are attributing it to this massive rainstorm we just had. We've been in a drought for a really long time, and it's weird to think about drought affecting us when we're in the biggest rain we've seen for, you know, decades, really. But what I think's been happening is these trees have been getting sick over the summer, weakening, and because the soil is nice and hard and firm, the trees are still standing, even though they're not as strong as they could or should be, but they're not getting tested by the weather. And then when the storms finally came, I think it's kind of culling the weak and really getting rid of everything in mass all at once, rather than slowly and slowly.
Okay, but as you know, of course, it you know, sometimes it doesn't present a danger to people. Other times it can. It can fall on cars and homes and on people. Is there a way to tell if you happen to live in an area that has a lot of trees, which ones are suspect? And if you can identify them, what do you do?
There isn't always a way to know for sure. There's never a way to know for sure, but there are definite telltale signs that anyone can do, not just an arborist. And the biggest one is if you can see a tree that there are several of in the area and yours looks really different, it's definitely time to call an arborist and figure out why is that one acting differently. Why are its leaves dropping a lot sooner? Why does it not have as much density in the canopy than all the other similar species trees? Why does it have weird marks on it that the other trees don't have?
Do you always have to then get rid of the tree, or is there a way to treat it?
Oh, almost never are we getting rid of it. There is a whole realm of options that we can do, maybe pruning out big, scary, dead branches. Maybe there's a living branch that we think might fail under its own weight, and so we're just going to reduce some of the weight out of that tree. And then we can put support cables in the trees to help hold them together. We can treat them with medicines and other treatments. There's almost always something we can do, and there's testing we can do to find out how scary this situation might actually be, rather than just how it might seem to be.
And Nick, lastly, are there certain trees that are more vulnerable?
There are trees that have reputations for failing more. The biggest one would be eucalyptus. Oaks and pines are also high up on the list. But these are also the trees that get the largest in Los Angeles. So they're the ones that when they fall, everybody knows about it. It makes the news. When the little apple tree in the backyard falls over, you know, no one's writing about that on the front page.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.